This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The moment the boy gets physical or wants to exert himself in a physical way or bring out this physicality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kind of like gave him as a boy, right? قوامون, right? Or بِمَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. Like Allah preferred the men over the women with their physicality, right? If that's shot down, I think it breaks something in the man.
Yes, that carried over when you came to the States.
The States, yes.
And then you almost kicked the guy's lip off.
Yes. I remember that first when I got my black belt, my teacher looked at me, he's like, congratulations, you earned piece of cloth. I'm looking at him like, what did you just say, piece of cloth?
How many years?
Black belt is just a color. You have to be afraid how that person earned that black belt. Dedication, focus, not giving up.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon you all. I'm Abdullah Oduro, and welcome to the Iman Cave, where we discuss issues of male excellence while being grounded in faith. Character, aggression, are they polar opposites? Is it okay for a young man or even an older grown man to be aggressive? Is it something that is toxic? We hear this all the time, masculinity being toxic and, you know, sitting in a classroom for 45 minutes to where that if the young man is in the classroom for 45 minutes and he's moving around and he's restless, that there must be a problem with him. There must be some attention deficit. He may need to take medication. Is that the reality? How do we as Muslims view aggression? And how does that play into one's character? Look no further. Alhamdulillah, we're here today with my man Murad Awad, entrepreneur.
Alhamdulillah.
Y'all know him by now. And alhamdulillah, we have an esteemed guest. MashaAllah. Coach Barat. MashaAllah. May Allah bless you with Eagle Martial Arts here. And he's actually the coach for Murad. And hopefully, inshallah, soon, the coach of my children, inshallah, for martial arts. May Allah bless him. MashaAllah. So when we're talking about this issue of aggression, and we call him Coach because, mashallah, he's been doing martial arts for over how many years, Coach?
37 years.
37 years martial arts. Well, I mean, that ranges from karate, MMA, what exactly?
Yes, so pretty much from Muay Thai, Taekwondo, Jiu-Jitsu, and kickboxing.
Wow. Yes. Wow. Mashallah, tabarakallah. So, mashallah, he's been around the block. He's been around the dojo.
Since I've been around this world.
Allahu Akbar. Mashallah, tabarakallah. So, Coach, where exactly were you born, and where were you raised?
Actually, I was born in Kabul, Afghanistan.
Okay.
Moved to U.S. about 39 years ago.
Wow, okay.
Yes, and lived most of my life in New Jersey.
New Jersey.
And moved to Texas about a year ago.
New Jersey, stand up. We got
I'm a Jersey.
New Jersey in here.
Bringing my Jersey people.
Oh, man, they're going to take over, man. Oh, no, it's finally. Yeah, Amar here last time. What are y'all trying to do?
Yeah. Exactly.
He's talking bad to me about exhibit and all this stuff going, man. So, Afghanistan. How long were you in Afghanistan?
I was very young.
Okay.
Probably like 9 years old.
How was it growing up in Afghanistan as a, you know, from let's say from the age of 5 to 9, at the time you were able to go around, play around and fight and, you know?
Well, Afghanistan is a very unique country. Uh-huh. A lot of kids, you know, fight bullying each other, you know. In Afghanistan, everybody fight with each other. Literally, like, you know, they have a dog fight, cat fight, bird fight, you know. You name it, there's a fight.
There's two of the same thing, they have to fight. Which one dominates?
Hey, territory, man. Yeah. It's territory. We have to make our territory. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. So which part, because, you know, Afghanistan, what part, I'm thinking, you know, and this is very ignorant, mountains, growing up in the mountains. Was that the case? How was it?
No, Afghanistan is a beautiful, beautiful country. Mm-hmm. Yes, every country has mountains. Every country has a desert. But Afghanistan has a beautiful open land, a lot of farmers, a lot of rivers, nice, beautiful rivers.
Mashallah, very good.
Yeah, of course, beautiful mountains. But it's not all mountains. Like, a lot of people, like, oh, Afghanistan is all about mountains.
Yeah, that's part of my ignorance, man. Yeah. No, it's important to ask. So would you even say that there was, and we're going to talk about this later.
Yes.
Even at 5, was there any, or 6, 7, or 8 years old, did you encounter any bullying amongst the young boys there in Afghanistan?
A bully is actually, there was not such a word, bullying. You know, when I found that, like, there is such a word called bullying, yes. But yes, kids were making fun of each other. you have to be the strongest to survive. You know, in Afghanistan right now, as a matter of fact, you know, when I grew up, every child was going through that. And if you're the weakest, you're down. Mm. You need to be so. You need to be strong. You need to be, you know, and that's what, you know, we took martial art to defend ourselves, and boxing, MMA, just to make sure that, you know, we don't get bullied by other kids.
Right, right. SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. You know, it's interesting you mentioned that. It reminds me of, what was it, as Ibn Mas'ud.
When he flew away.
Yeah, no, the companions, he was climbing the Araq tree.
Oh, yes,
a tree,
yes,
from, yes. And he was climbing the tree, mm-hmm. trying to retrieve something. And then the wind blew his garment and his legs showed. Hmm. Like his shins showed, and the companions were making fun of they said, diqqatu saqihi, like his legs were very brittle, skinny. So the Prophet ﷺ said, wallahi, the athqal fi mizan, they're more heavy on the scales than the mountain of Uhud. Hmm. But what's beautiful about this, like you mentioned, and I think it's important, you know, when talking about masculinity, is that, look, guys are going to make fun of each other. We clown each other, we talk about each other, laugh at each other. That's just a part of who we are, right? Hmm. And some of them will test how thick your skin is to see if you can handle it. I mean, that's even, you know, when speaking about each other, even physically, that's just part of our nature as young men.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And I think that's important for mothers to embrace and to understand that although there's levels, there's boundaries to that, but the fact that it takes place is something that is, dare I say, fitri, natural.
It's interesting how, like, the cultures vary so much with regards to this.
Interesting, yeah.
Right? Like in Afghanistan, you're saying people just grow up and, subhanAllah, they just fight. It's survival of the fittest. Mm. Even in Japan. Mm. In Japan, so apparently, they just let their kids fight it out. Mm-hmm. So a father or a mother could be sitting in the park, in a playground, mm-hmm. and their kid is getting their face busted, mm-hmm. and they can't get involved.
Mm,
that's
okay.
Their culture. I don't know if you heard about that.
Yes.
You heard about it?
Wow.
Yeah, so they just leave them. And the culture is that you know, they have to learn how to hold their own by themselves. Mm. Which is why they developed, you know, martial arts. Whereas here, I don't know. I feel like some parents, I don't know how they came to this conclusion where the moment the boy gets physical or wants to exert himself in a physical way or bring out this physicality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kind of like gave him as a boy, right? Qawwamun, right? Or bima faddalallahu ba'dahum ala ba'd. Like Allah preferred the men over the women with their physicality, right? Mm-hmm. So the moment they show it, if that's shot down, I think it breaks something in the man.
Definitely, without a doubt.
In the boy, and it ultimately translates when they become men. I don't know if...
No, definitely, that's so accurate. I mean, so you mentioned coming from, what is it, 8 years old, 9 years
old,
from Kabul to New York.
Yes.
Talk to us about that.
When the war happened, actually, we all migrated to Pakistan.
Okay.
And we stayed for a couple of years in Pakistan, and then we came to U.S. Well, we left Afghanistan because we were political asylum, you know, we are political refugees. Mm-hmm. Coming to America, it was totally different land. It's a different place. I'm like, man, this is like, it's like, wow, what is it?
New York is a different land.
And New York.
You can send a Texan to New York. What is this place?
It was just like a dream. I'm like, what is this? The building that we saw in movies, now I can see in reality.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. Not that we liked it, to be honest with you. We didn't like it in the beginning. We wanted to go back.
We wanted to go back.
Yes.
I can imagine your first day in the playground. Mm-hmm. You know, you're coming from Kabul. You're in New Jersey.
New Jersey,
right?
Yes.
Do you recall any moment you're in the playground with the kids and then when somebody pushes you or somebody says something and, you know, I don't understand what you're saying. They didn't know. You understand. What was your first encounter? Do you remember that?
Oh, absolutely. It's like yesterday.
Okay. Wow.
So we came from Afghanistan with name brand shoes or name brand clothes. We used to wear something really cheap, you know, a fake Nike.
Fake Nike.
You know, and every kid was like, this is a fake Nike, what you have. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I didn't know what you were saying. Especially football players. Especially, like, you know, they are, like, pretty musculars, you know. I used to get pushed a lot. And for no reason.
SubhanAllah.
They used to call me, like, you know, Cambodians and this. I'm like, no, I'm not even Cambodian, man. I'm from Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. So I came home, like, really upset. I'm like, man, this is ridiculous. And I got to do something about those kids. So I'm like, you know what? In the locker room, I remember, I'm like, you know what? I told this guy, I'm like, listen, put something in your mat. Like, put a little paper. I'm like, hold it there. Don't move. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, don't move. Then a spinning kick hit just the paper. Suddenly the guy goes like, What was that?
You did the kick?
Yeah, I did the kick.
So, hold on, you learned martial arts before that?
Yeah, I was from young age. Yes, from young age I did the martial arts. Yes, yes.
He breathes martial arts.
He breathes martial arts.
It's like natural. Yeah.
So literally the guy goes like, you know what? Let's be friends.
That's how it works.
You see that? He proved himself.
Well, line, that's how it works. Yeah. Well, line, that's how it works.
They were my best friend up till now.
Wow.
Okay. They're the worst bully. They became my best friend.
Wow.
Just they saw some skill.
And that probably affected your self-esteem growing up.
Big time.
Right? That,
yes.
Wow. Just knowing that you
that I can,
had
yes.
that, you know? Imagine without that. And I'm sure you've seen people that grew up without it. Yeah. And that's probably what inspires you to change kids' lives, Yanni, today, and what you're doing today. By the way, Coach Barata, I don't know if you know that, his whole family trains, Yanni, from him, his wife, his children, all three of them, they can all train a whole team, mashallah.
Yeah, he told me about that.
They're like a powerhouse family, Alhamdulillah.
Mashallah. Eagle martial arts. It's based in Murphy, Texas. You ever come to Murphy, check it out. So Coach Barata, who taught you martial arts when you were younger in Kabul?
Actually, back in the day when the Russian was in Afghanistan, Korean was the country that used to come down to do volunteer work, especially Korean master coaches. They used to come down to Afghanistan, teach kids.
Wow.
Teach kids to make sure that they are in the right path. Make sure they stay away from the drugs. Make sure they stay away from, you know, all those negative activity. So Korean was bringing their coaches and teachers to teach our Afghan generation, teach them Taekwondo. Yes, besides promoting their martial arts in Afghanistan, but they're teaching the youth how to be disciplined.
So they opened dojos around the area?
They were actually not a dojo. They used to come down in a park. Anywhere that they have a space, we used to train there. So that's the only way that a lot of kids are staying away from those negative activity is martial arts. Because teach them about discipline, respect, focus, yes ma'am, yes sir. It's all through martial arts. We never called our elders yes ma'am, yes sir. When the ward came in, it's like, listen, this is how you're supposed to stand in front of the adult. Make sure eye contact, make sure I have a good body posture, make sure I have a good self-control. So I've been taught through martial arts.
Mashallah. So,
see that, subhanAllah.
Yes, so that carried over when you came to the States.
The States, yes.
And then you almost kicked the guy's lip off.
Yes.
and they realized,
respect.
What is this? Okay, yeah. I know what we're dealing with now.
It's so funny. I was like one of the most famous guy in the school. Uh-huh. Everybody wants to be my friend. Hey, I want to be friend. And show me some cool moves.
Mm-hmm.
Now, guys, in the locker room, in a cafeteria, I'm being surrounded by those guys that everybody's like, man, this is cool.
Yeah. Wow.
It's cool. It's just, it was the thing.
Yes.
It's the thing, subhanAllah. And I notice it in the children that are disciplined in martial arts. I notice, because I did programs for Epic Youth, and alhamdulillah, you're Coach Barat, the gym, Eagle Martial Arts, is right next to the Epic community, right?
Inshallah.
So the children that attended his martial arts class would stand out amongst the rest of the youth.
Mm.
Right. The moment I would tell the kids, all right, guys, everybody stand up.
Mm-hmm.
All the kids that trained in martial arts would just stand up.
Mm-hmm.
All the other kids would just be talking, chit-chatting, but the other ones are triggered. Like, words actually make a difference for them.
Mm,
right? They're not used to just listening and ignoring. Because they're always like, and then the second thing is they always look me in the eye when I'm talking to them. I'm like, hey, they're just staring at me. I'm like, where did they learn this eye contact from? Obviously, martial arts.
That's beautiful. There's one saying that I always say to myself and my kids know, is that you learn your reality through physicality.
Physicality.
Right?
Yes.
Where do you see, because, I mean, you've seen the kids that were in his, that have been through his martial arts, I don't even want to say class, I want to say martial arts transformation.
Transformation, right? It is, yeah.
Is the physicality the means to, how do I say, arrive at refining the character? Have you seen that? Is that like a portion of it? So when the kids come in, you know, because I remember you mentioned you have a class for the kids and it's really character development.
Yes.
Can you explain that to us? Is there a physical element there, and what is the structure with that?
So when the kid comes into our facility, usually we do evaluate them, find out exactly what the issues are, we all know that about 80 to 90% is focus, discipline, and confidence. Mm. Those are three main things. Confidence is number one
thing. Focus, discipline, and confidence.
Yes. Okay. You, especially teenagers, you talk to them, they can't even look at your eyes. Mm-hmm. They look down. Man, listen, bring your chin up, shoulder back, eyes straight ahead, man. Mm-hmm. Learn the three laws of walking, okay? And nobody told them that. Nobody told them. Even the parents, will look at me like, oh, we never taught our children to look up. Mm-hmm. Yes, we do have some parents, but the majority of them, they're so focused on their daily life, but they never sit down with the kids like, listen, son, look up.
Coach Peralta, hold on, you give us a lot there. I want to dissect it, okay. So the first thing you mentioned, you said focus, discipline, and
confidence.
Focus, discipline, and confidence. It seems like it's in that order. It seems like it's in that, because they have to have focus to continue. And to keep on, they need discipline. And as a result of that, or through that, the confidence.
Confidence kicks in. Absolutely.
Okay.
We always say it in the class. We are the best. Hard work pays off. We never give up. We're going to make sure drain in their head. And three laws of focusing, eyes, mind, and body. Eyes mean look at the person you're talking to. Mind means have a good focus. And body means self-control. When somebody talks to you, you know how to sit down, you know how to stand up. Because now this teenager, you talk to them, they're like all over.
Their eyes are
all over.
Yeah. I feel back in the day, like when people lived in like, remote towns or in like Bedouin villages or and so however people lived back in the day, the culture, the father, the grandfather, the uncles, they would just teach them these things. And nowadays nobody's teaching them any of this stuff. So and subhanAllah, you know how we teach our children to harness these abilities as they manifest on them. Like a child learns how to chew, we start feeding them. They learn how to pick up their weight, we teach them how to crawl. Yeah. They learn how to push up their bodies and balance, we teach them how to walk. Yeah. And they keep growing, they learn how to memorize words, they learn how to speak and pick up their tongue. Okay, so we're building on these things that are developing. The aggressiveness is something that grows into a boy. Mm-hmm. Right? They learn how to become physical.
Right.
For the most, how we channel
it,
what are we doing with that?
That's beautiful.
Right? Is it just a stop right there? Mm-hmm. No. Don't be aggressive. There's nowhere to channel this. This is bad. No, it's actually natural.
Right.
Yeah.
It's actually natural, you know, and he has to learn how to use it. It's part of his identity.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it's creating those means that appropriate that aggression. That aggression is there. And that's why I love the hadith always, the hadith of Laysa Shadidu Bisura. You know, that the Prophet said that the harsh one is not the one that can wrestle, but it's the one that can control themselves in times of anger. He acknowledges the anger. He doesn't say the anger is wrong, but they know how to steer it and control it. So having something like what you with your martial arts, initially when they come in, you teach them even before the movement.
Yes.
It's this aspect of life and the aspect of being an upright individual. And particularly when we're talking about the man of the aggression because of the testosterone secretion, maybe a little more, that they need to know how to look someone dead in the eye and talk to them correctly, stand up straight. And then also with that, subhanAllah, I think I like the fact that you mentioned focus because the whole world is filled with distractions now. And you said they're looking all over the place. When you talk to them, they're going to be down on their phone, And then when they look up to even answer your question, if they even look up.
Yeah.
But telling them you have to be intentional with focus itself is beautiful, subhanAllah, because does that carry over even in the actual martial arts itself?
Absolutely. I mean, going back to the focus and the discipline, respect part of the martial arts. I mean, of course, as a parents, we don't have this manual to study that this is how we need to be parents. Mm. But let's uplift our kids. Mm-hmm. The problem is you're standing in front of 5, 6 years old and talking to your coach that my kid has no confidence. Mm-hmm. My kid is very shy. Mm-hmm. My kid is really lazy. You're saying that in front of the kid. Mm. And the kid goes, I'm like, as a parent, at least have a little education. You can't just talk to your kid like that. Mm-mm. You can just say that to the side. You can just come down to the... I always teach their parents, I'm like, listen, if you want to talk to your kids, make sure uplift them. He's my confidence kid. He's my discipline kid. Yeah, I call it a good finder. A lot of parents, they don't spend time with them and always put them down. He's very disciplined. Coach, he's very undisciplined. He get kicked out of football. What happened? He kicked out of soccer. What happened? He just threw the jersey on the floor. I'm like, maybe he wants to be a perfectionist. Maybe he wants to be a perfectionist. Do you know why did he throw it? Instead of timeout, instead of like, oh, he's a bad kid, let's find out how we take this kid to be a perfectionist, how to make him best athlete.
Mashallah, mashallah. There's a connection to it, but you mentioned something earlier, and I want to touch on it. Mm-hmm. It's going to put you a little on the hot seat, on the spot. So you're originally from Afghanistan.
Yes.
And your in-laws are from Uzbekistan.
Uzbekistan, yes.
And you were telling me about how your in-laws at the time, who were not your in-laws at that time.
Yes.
It was known that you could not marry from outside of the Uzbeki.
Yeah.
I guess your tribe or culture, for lack of
culture,
better words.
Yes.
But you are the first one to marry into them. You have to let me know how that took place.
I'll tell you the story, but how does it relate to martial arts?
Bismillah.
How does it relate to the confidence? So, yes, actually, they're a huge family in Germany. So I was the only person that went out of my way to marry one of theirs.
Wait, Germany, where New York to Germany? Wow.
She came as a tourist. Uh-huh. She came to U.S. Uh-huh. And we met at my one of my friend's wedding.
Mashallah.
So I'm like, you know what? I'll marry her. She's very. He's like, no. You cannot marry that. They're the kingdom family.
Okay.
They are their own tribes.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, you know what? Yeah. My teacher always says that the goal you set is the goal you get.
Allahu Akbar.
Okay? Let me set that goal.
Determination.
Okay. Yes.
Determination.
That's what the man
is, yes,
man.
So she went to Germany. We find out that their relatives in the U.S. also. We found the address. We flew to Germany. Literally flew by myself.
To see if you could do...
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
My man, Sheikh. So, my coach.
So I'm like, you know what? We found out the house. We went there. Mm-hmm. Knocked the door. Like, literally, that's exactly, knock the door, is like, I really want to marry your daughter. It's like, listen, zero chance, we cannot let you marry your daughter. It's impossible.
Uh-huh.
So we had a two-day ticket. The next day, we're supposed to come back. Okay. So finally, what happened? So in a soccer field, I see this big noise is happening. Kids are like fighting, like playing soccer. One of the kids broke his hand. So I ran. I'm like, the kid, like, literally, like, his bone sticking out of his skin, like, really bad. So I'm like, everybody's, like, staying away. So I pick this kid up. I'm grabbing the kid. So I'm holding his hand, put a little towel. And I'm like, oh, let's go to call the ambulance. I took the kid into Germany. Again, they didn't speak a word of German. Sitting down with this kid that I don't know who the kid is. Going to the hospital. They went to the hospital. And next time, see, I have a big, huge family walks in here. Like, my son is here in the hospital. I was like, yeah. He's like, who brought him? He's like, this guy. So guess what? That was my wife's family.
Oh.
La ilaha illallah. Look how
that
works.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. What are the benefits that we can derive from this in regards to masculine excellence?
Yeah.
I mean, the first thing is that, the hadith of the Prophet also, when he talks about the intention. And he mentions, for hijrah to ilayhi man hajrah ilayhi, if the person has his intention to marry her, then his hijrah is for that, his migration was for that intention. Mm. Okay. So you intended to marry this sister. I don't even want to capitalize on that. There's a number of men that I've met. When I asked them how they got married, they said, yes. When I saw this sister, I said, I'm going to marry her. I've heard this from more than one, people I respect.
That just see someone and say, it's the one.
Yes, bro. I'm telling you. They say, oh yes, I'm going to marry her. They won't take no for an answer. It's like it's a certain connection that they have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they say, I'm going to marry her and I'm going to obviously do it the right way. Mm-hmm. And she's the one for me. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say it's love at first sight, but it's something that you say, wow, the way I've seen her character, the way this, I want her to be the mother of my children. I want her to be my companion. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. So that's the first thing. Mm-hmm. And there's a level of confidence internally to even say that. To yourself. And that's why I think it's beautiful that these words of affirmation that you have couched within the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you have that, this is going to happen bi-idhnillah. Right? Then, flying from New Jersey to Germany to just Yeah. Knock on the door.
Yeah.
And but, okay, what was going through
your mind?
Your mind, body and soul at that time.
Yes.
I'm like, you know what? First of all, we said the goal we set is the goal we get. So I'm like, the other one, I'm like, listen, if it doesn't happen, it does not happen. You know what? But I'll try my best. Okay? I'll try my best. So, but I'll never give up. I'll never give up. Mm. The confidence that I was sitting in front of all these uncles.
SubhanAllah.
There's about 30 of them plus, like all of them like 6 foot tall, sitting down like that, asking me some serious questions. And I want to make sure that I answer each one of them. And one of them asked me, he's like, how do I guarantee that you can marry her or keep her happy for the rest of your life? I'm like, because I do have my sister also. Mm-hmm. I don't want my sister to be mistreated also. So I'll treat, if somebody treat my sister, I will treat somebody else's daughter also like that.
Coach, okay? I love this. No, yeah. I really love it. You know why I love this? Because right now, I was telling you earlier, you have a lot of these apps where a lot of the youth are going to get married. I'm not going to say that they're haram. Everybody has its purpose, right? But I tell them initially, if there's a sister you're interested in marrying, go straight to her father. Deal with the fear, deal with the risk, the rejection. I mean, you mentioned you're sitting there. It's no until it's yes, and you're feeling the no right there. But like you said, you're going to keep going because you're the right intention.
Yes.
You want to do the right thing. And that's important for men. If they want to do the right thing, you go humbly. And you just continue on. And if you want to marry that sister, you go to her father and you be yourself. You have no fear because you're offering something to the table. As a matter of fact, I tell the sisters, you're offering your life.
Yes, exactly.
You're my wife and I'm willing to die for you.
Yes.
So you're coming to the table with that energy. And that's
and
beautiful.
I think that determination is something that, if you notice, every animal in the animal kingdom has to prove how much.
SubhanAllah, so
you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The male has to prove how much they're willing to go through for the female. You know, something just off the books. Like, they fight, they do whatever, they build a nest or whatever it is, you know? Yani, somebody that just asks a girl or sends an email or gets a bad look from her father, brother, whatnot, and they just like, oh, yeah, I didn't feel right. Dude, what are you talking? Where's your determination?
Where's your determination, right? Man.
You know, by the way, there's something Coach didn't mention. His wife is from, like, a royal lineage, too.
Oh,
like, that's why they're even closer. Like, their great-grandparents were the rulers of like, that region in Bukhara and Afghanistan and whatnot. Like,
So when you actually help this child, and you were at the hospital, when did you find out that it was from the family, the royal family?
Actually, I found out literally, like, at that moment. Like, literally, I saw them, and like, oh, because some of the faces are familiar to me. I'm like, okay, they're here. Hopefully, everything is okay. The guy, they are a kid.
Exactly.
Wow, so, SubhanAllah. Then how did it continue from there? So did you say,
That's exactly, you know what?
Really?
Yeah, like, you know what? Do you mind if you can extend your flight for a couple more days?
They asked you that?
Yes.
And you already knew?
I'm like, yeah. Okay. Flight is canceled.
Mashallah.
That's amazing.
Yes, flight is canceled.
Coach, wallahi, that's, you know, this is inspiring to a lot of men
very
looking to get married. Because, you know, many of them won't know how to approach it at all. Right? Give up at the first. It's not, I think, it's unmanly to give up on the first try. Right?
Okay.
Let's elaborate on it.
Bismillah.
It's not really manly to give up on the first try. You gotta show you're like, no, I chose you, and I don't just choose nobody.
Yeah, that's how I teach our kids, our new generation. You know, set your goal and achieve your goal. The problem we have with the youth now, right now, they jump from one thing to the other thing. They're not consistent in one thing. Master one technique, learning it instead of learning 1,000. Technique that you just to master it. So just focus on one thing and be good on one that thing. And martial art is honestly one of the best sports for confidence, self-defense. And you can look at yourself in a mirror that, you know, nobody can bully me. You look at yourself in a mirror, like Sheikh Murad says, you know, you can defend yourself. It's like your survival of the jungle. Out there is a jungle.
Yeah.
We know that. So if we can defend ourselves, if we can walk with the confidence, if physically we are fit, that confidence builds up.
MashaAllah. So when you were in Jersey, what inspired you to, as the man of the household, right, to go out and say, you know what, I want to provide for my family through teaching, what I'm competent in. Because it's very important for a man to be competent.
Yes.
To have knowledge of something. And that knowledge and skill that he has is what he's used to provide for his, whether it's for his family, whether it's taking an axe and chopping a tree, which seems very easy, but it's very, very difficult and deadly, or hunting. You're using that skill with your own hands.
Yes.
And you're opening a martial arts facility. You just do the work. And that's what's important too for, you know, a young man. You're talking about focus, discipline.
Yes.
Right? The focus on one thing and try to eliminate those distractions. And I think physical, you know, particularly martial arts and combat sports, it translates over to defending yourself and defending your honor and your family, et cetera. You see the results of it, which is beautiful. So when you started this, so you went and started a dojo after that, or a martial arts facility.
We had a small, very small, about probably like 500 square feet. Mm-hmm. And from 500 square feet, we went to 3,000 square feet. From 3,000 square feet, we went to like 16,000 square feet.
Subhanallah.
Yeah, and from 16,000 square feet, a building we bought that building. Yeah, and so we were in a small town of 10,000, 15,000 population. So we are one of the biggest school in the state of New Jersey.
Wow.
And top 17 in the U.S. From that, we got involved with the elementary schools. We got involved with middle schools. Mm-hmm. We get involved with the police department. They used to come down and train with us. Mm-hmm. So any of their SWAT members tried to be in a SWAT team, mm-hmm. used to train with us first. So
let me ask you about this then. In, was it okay, your family? Because you mentioned that everyone's a black belt under the roof of your home.
Yes.
Allahu Akbar. Was it that you sat down and you said, you know, everyone in this house is going to become a black belt? Or was it that they saw you doing it and they said, we want to be like...
First, I started with my wife. I'm like, you know what? I had an experience in the past from my friends that their husband or wife has two different career.
Yes.
Whether we grow like this, whether we grow like this. So when we grow like this, we always separate from each other. But mm-hmm. we grow like this, we will help each other. Mm-hmm. So I just want to be like, I'll grow together. So I don't want her to tell me, why are you coming late? Where are you? What are you doing? So mm-hmm. if she's in martial arts, she's training with me, mm-hmm. we know we are together. Mm-hmm. We know... You know, if I stay in martial arts, she would not call me what I am right now. Mm-hmm. The first thing when I ask her, I'm like, there's two things in life that will save your life. In life, two things, swimming and martial arts. They both save life. So I'm like, I know you know swimming, but you need to learn martial arts. Mm-hmm. Okay, because you never know. You know, if you ever get attacked, at least you defend yourself. So she started with the self-defense, slowly. So she started training. And she got a black belt for under me.
Wow.
And now, mashallah, she loves it. She loves every moment of it. She's like, man, this is the best thing ever happened.
And then the kids, how did that happen?
Kids, you know, like from my kids started as young as 2 years old.
Wow.
I have a video that they were crawling like they were like, I put the uniform. Like, you know what? This is the only sport that saved my life. That this is the only sport that gives me a lot of confidence. I want to make sure that I will teach my kids how to be combat sports, whether it's, you know, whether it's jiu-jitsu, Muay Thai, anything. I want to make sure that they learn any kind of combat sport.
Mashallah.
Coming from the school, their lunch, sitting on the mat, eating the lunch. 13 years old, one of my daughter was 13 years old back then. She was a bully prevention seminar expert in her age. She was 13 years old teaching high school. She was going in high school. She was going to libraries, talking about bullying. 13 years old.
Wow.
Her confidence level, the way she talks, the way she represents herself. Love. Nobody thought she was 13 years old.
That's what it does.
Yes. You know?
Yeah. The reinforcement. Is just so... And what I noticed is in the dojo, because I work out at Eagle myself, and when I go and train, I notice the vibe in there is just it's different from other gyms. Because we're all, alhamdulillah, Muslim, for the most part, yani. Yeah. There's a lot of like this positive reinforcement. Go, do it. You could do more, you know. And I remember, like, even my son, like, couldn't do, you know, 10 push-ups at home. And then I remember bringing him a coach. Well, I'm like, yeah, he can't do more than 10 push-ups, bro. Like, I know for a fact with his skinny arms and, you know,
and
like,
Bob,
I can't. And he was doing his push-ups. Well, no, the coach was like, no, let's do it together. And they were actually head-to-head, like, doing it together.
Together.
He did more, mashallah, a lot more. And I was like, dude, no way you
and
just
did 30 push-ups.
Yeah, 30 wow. push-ups. You remember that? And I'm like, how do you do it? He's a coach, and then I remember coach told me something. He's like, this is what I do for a living, you know? Like, this is my living. This
passion.
Is what I do.
Passion. It's that ambition that our young men need nowadays.
You do.
ambition, but focusing on something they like and then having that ambition and just sticking with it, which is the discipline, you know, to reach that point, subhanAllah.
And one advice as well, Sheikh, for the parents before we let them go, make sure you help create that thing for your child that makes them confident.
Okay.
You know, that like how it was martial arts, self-defense. It could be other stuff, basketball, football. But you be, like, the parent has to identify and enhance that because that's part of their character building.
And that's beautiful that you mentioned that, because the character building can be through many different mechanisms, right? It's because ambition is ambition, failure is failure, whichever realm it may be. But particularly, I have a love for some physical activity, and that particularly in combat sports, because particularly for the man, for the male, it's going to be, he's going to be looked at as the overarching protector of the household.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that, you know, the daughters cannot, well, I'd hope, my daughter's in boxing, hope she's going to join you soon, inshallah. But it's important to be intentional about that protecting mechanism and having that within your mind that, you know, you are, as you mentioned, the words of affirmation that they have, and let that translate over into the way that they think about themselves and about others around them. I wanted to ask you lastly, because we're about to conclude here, is the belt system. You know, people would think that the belt is only a symbol of your physical prowess, that, okay, oh, he's a black belt. He'll beat me up.
Yes.
She'll beat me up. But does something else come along with that? Is it a license? Is it a shahada for something else? Is it a witness for something else?
I remember that first when I got my black belt, my teacher looked at me, he's like, congratulations, you earned a piece of cloth. I'm looking at him like, what did you just say, piece of cloth?
How many years?
And suddenly he stopped. He's like, black belt is just a color. You have to be afraid how that person earned that black belt. Dedication, focus, not giving up, injuries. I mean, he list goes on and on and on. Go to the doctor's office, look at the certificate. What does it cost? How much does it cost to build a certificate? From Kinko's, probably like 50 cents, maybe like $1, $2. But what goes behind the certificate? The years of education, the years of hard work. So black belt is not just a piece of cloth that you put around your waist. It's a lot of determination, a lot of not giving up. And there's fact about black belt. I graduated over 1,000 black belts, over 1,000.
MashaAllah.
Yes. Kids that they started as young as 3 years old, all the way to 60-something years old.
Wow.
Kids that they become a black belt, 98% of those kids are very successful. It's fact.
It's straight.
It's fact.
The fortitude, the mental fortitude. Yeah.
Literally, every child that become a black belt, we have a list of all those kids, what they are right now.
Allah.
CEOs, doctors, lawyers. As a matter of fact, one of the students, he came up to me, he's a coach. He's a skinny kid, like, walked up, he's a coach. I want to be a Navy SEAL one day. And dad goes like,
yeah.
I'm like, Andrew, the goal we set is the goal we get. Whatever you're going to do in life, my friend, you know. Okay.
MashaAllah.
He's a Navy SEAL right now.
Allahu Akbar.
So you just, goals we set, the goals we
the goals get.
Get.
That's what they say. And they say it every day.
Yes.
MashaAllah.
Yes.
SubhanAllah.
So it's, I mean, it's, there's so many success stories. Why? Because parents never give up on their kids. Parents like, son, this is your sports. If you want to quit, that's fine. Do something else, but don't quit. Stick with that. I see parents, you know what? Oh, my kid is improving. Oh, he's not improving. Oh, let's kick him out. Let's do another sport. Okay? Consistency, key to success. I see parents are sitting down, like this, watching the kids, clapping, cheering. Those kids are 99.9%, 100%. They are very successful kids.
Wow, subhanAllah.
And then we have parents, they drop them off when they're in elementary school. They pick them up when they graduate from high school. And they bring it to us, like, coach, could you help my son? He's 18 years old. You know, can't even, he doesn't want to spend a moment with me. I'm like, when was the last time that you spent with
spend a moment with him?
And then we have a parents that we call our parents as coaches.
Yeah.
They are the coaches. They're the sideliners. They're the one who cheers. Go, son, come on, let's do it. Let's. And then when they grew up, they're going to give a fist bump to the dad. And instead of like, hey, dad, what are you doing over here? When the kid grew up, they become the best friend of their mom and dad.
So last words for the fathers that would say, you know, well, I don't know martial arts, so I'll just let my son learn it. Would you even, you'd advise him to come and sit and watch even though he doesn't know anything about the sport? What would you advise those fathers?
Lead by example. Uh-huh. If you want to go to gym, take your son. You go to gym first, then take your son with you. If you want to go for a jog, take your son for a jog. Be active, father. Don't just be a sideline. Don't do anything. Mm-hmm. Sheikh Murad, if your son trains for 1 hour, he trains for 2 hours. This is how success starts. So I encourage all the parents, if you don't know martial arts, ask the coach. Show you some basic move. Everybody knows jab, cross, hold the pads, go to the park, work with your child. Start with the young age. Inshallah. And believe me, they'll listen. If they don't listen, bring it back to the coach. Hey, coach, we'll work with them. Because we trust, we build a trust with the kids. Kids, they don't want to, they're not scared of us. They don't want to disappoint us.
Get physical.
Jazakallah khair, Coach Murad. May Allah bless you.
Thank you.
And allow you to flourish and have branches all around, not the U.S., but around the world.
Thank you.
Eagle martial arts, mashallah. Jazakallah khair for coming.
Thank you so much.
Many lessons learned. And mashallah, plenty of advice for all of us, inshallah. Mashallah. May Allah bless you too, man, for coming in. Alhamdulillah. And that is masculine excellence through the physicality, combat sports, going through those phases in life, mentally, physically. Nothing wrong with failure. That's only a means for you to get better. And I personally feel that combat sports is definitely the way to go. Mashallah, if you happen to come to Dallas, check him out. It's Eagle Martial Arts in Murphy, Texas, right around the corner from Epic East Plano Islamic Center. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all, and may Allah bless you young men and males to embody masculine excellence. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.